With the singing of that familiar theme song, the Reformed Church in America welcomes you to another Temple Time broadcast. On today's program, you will hear a message by Dr. Jacob Prim, Minister of Evangelism for the denomination, as well as appropriate music by the Second Reformed Church Choir of Kalamazoo, Michigan. We hear first a prayer hymn of consecration. O Master, let me walk with Thee. Radio pastor, Dr. Jacob Prinz, invites you to join us in a word of prayer. Our Father, we bless Thee for this day and for the opportunity that it presents to us to serve and to worship Thee. We praise Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, our blessed Savior, and as we exalt His name in word and in song, we pray that we may be conscious of the fact that we're privileged also to exalt Him in actual deed. Bless those who cannot enter the place of prayer today, the sick and the shut-ins, the aged and the infirm. Be mindful of their every need. Bless us together as we think upon Thy precious word and upon Him who became the Word made flesh and dwelling among us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Second Reformed Church Choir, of which Dr. C.P. Dame is pastor, continues now with a classic hymn based on the following words found in the third chapter of the book of the Revelation. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, friends, here is Dr. Jacob Prinz, Minister of Evangelism for the Reformed Church, to bring you another in a series of messages on the person of the Savior. Today he speaks on serving Christ.
Our attention is directed to that portion of Scripture recorded in Paul's letter to the Colossians, the third chapter. We read verses 22 through 24. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that the Lord of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Greetings, my friend. Here we are knocking at your door again, seeking entrance, to the end that we may fellowship together. It has been a grand experience sharing with you in our thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a wonderful Savior, isn't he? And a most gracious Lord. We thought that it might be good for us to talk a little while today about serving him. For when we get to know Christ, having heard him and having given the more earnest heed to those things spoken by him, having sought him out and been privileged to fellowship with him, we believe most heartily in him and feel that we ought to give some thought as to what we can do for him, how we can serve him. You know, as we've been coming along thinking about him, the Holy Spirit who dwells in our hearts kept directing our attention to this great letter of Paul to the Colossians. Here he reminds us, doesn't he, of the exalted nature and the office of Christ. He calls to mind all that this Christ has done for us, how he delivered us and raised us to newness of life in him. And then, having reminded us of our having been risen with Christ, he outlines for us our course of life, what we are to do, how we are to walk and to live. And then he says, "For ye serve the Lord Christ." It is as though he were saying to us, "You ought to do all these things because you are his servant." Are you? Am I? Do we serve Christ? Is this true of you and of me? Then we are in the greatest service in which anyone can be engaged. Suppose we talk this matter over a bit together today. It may be that after we have noted the kind of people to whom this word was first directed, the reason for their serving Christ and the manner of that service, we shall be better able to ascertain where we stand in this matter. "For ye serve the Lord Christ." What does that mean, my friend? If it means anything at all, it means that we further aid and advance the cause of Christ, that we render obedience to him, that we are of use to him, that we answer the purpose for which we were created and redeemed, that we exert ourselves continuously for him, that we subordinate ourselves to Christ, that we comply with his wishes, desires, commands, and pleasures, that we benefit, help, and promote his cause. That's a pretty big order, you say. Yes, it is. But we cannot escape it, can we? If we really love Christ, we'll really serve Christ. In this great chapter from which our text is taken, the Holy Spirit declares our position in Christ. We are, think of it, risen with Christ. He also declares our privilege and our responsibility. We are to seek those things which are above. And he graciously reminds us who we are, what we are, and why we are what we are, to the end that we may live accordingly. We are to mortify our members. There are some things we're to put off. There are some things we're to put on. What a list he gives, and he urges all this upon us because we serve the Lord Christ. Suppose we ask ourselves these questions and seek the answer to them. Who serves the Lord Christ? Why do they serve him? How do they serve him? The answers to these questions will help us to see whether we are among the number of those who serve him. Who serves him? "For ye serve," says the text. But who are the ye spoken to? Obviously, those who now serve him have not always done so. Once, according to the word, they were the servants of sin and unrighteousness. These had the mastery and the rule over them. And all the while, the living Christ stood by. Can't you just see him? Watching, pleading, calling, drawing.